My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Hedge. Like, oh, he's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what
the commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Well, Damien Duff, congratulations on the win. You must be delighted with the manner of the win. You might tell us how your team managed it.
By obviously turning things around, I guess, in the second half. I thought there was a real nerviness, a fragility about us in the first half, which, yeah, I guess you can kind of understand. They're not on a great run, a few weeks, now winning five. Granted, we've been playing really good stuff, games, losing or drawing them that we potentially should have won. So I felt nerves off them, and you're up against a really good side. They attack with a real energy and verve. They're a dangerous team, so for sure we rode our luck, made three changes at half time. People might expect it now, two or three changes. I think the most important thing is players can't take it personal, and if you waste 45 minutes, if we want to win things, we have to stop wasting minutes, whether it be individuals, units, teams. So if there's 45 minutes wasted in the first half, we're going to look at changes we did. And they've made a big impact, even the guys that are coming off the bench in the second half.
Just to get their goal out of the way first, Tyreek Wilson, you had him on the right, the left footer, and you had Evan Caffrey on the left. Do you think that might have been a mistake and that goal came down that channel, having a left footer on that right-hand side?
The goal came after we changed the back.
Kind of. So you don't think there was any kind of, I suppose, afterwards, you know, players getting changed around, there might have been just a little bit of a that affected the team there.
I absolutely respect your question. It's a brilliant question. I'm sure many people maybe go home tonight and didn't even notice that they were playing. No, listen, how we've always hurt Pats was for a certain reason. I won't get into the nuts and bolts, but taking the ball from one side of the pitch to the opposite pocket. If you play... So it wasn't inverted fullbacks, it's wingbacks, so you can get away with it more. A wingback playing on a stronger foot, driving back inside, all of a sudden you can find the opposite pocket. But here, they had the foothold in the game after 20, 30 minutes. Here we take a long, hard look at ourselves. So we just went back to basics, which I think the week is all about, world-class basics. Just bringing simplicity back to everything. Granted, like I said, we flipped the wingbacks, but we flipped them back. So Ev was back in the slot, Tyreek was back in his slot. So I'm not sure whether I've answered your question, but it was a very good question.
I just appreciate that.
The country's divided, and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on, teachers bring their all to their students. Every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.
Look, you were going on all week and last week about intensity. You wanted intensity from the team. The players were saying it in the build-up to this game. You did get in the first half. It was just, as you were saying, those mistakes. Did you feel that yourself?
Oof, to a point. I'm not getting carried away with tonight. I spoke to the guys honestly after. And intensity, I'm all about intensity because I think elite environments are intense. The demands, the standards, just putting it on the players every day. And I think we're slightly off with that in the first half. Does that tie in with the nerves? Who knows? But they definitely had an energy that we didn't have. Was it out of badness with our guys? Absolutely not, because they're wonderful, brilliant, bloody guys. And they are a bit... there is a bit of doubt with them, a bit of vulnerability at the minute. Yes, they've champions on their arms, but it's all new to them. They're defending champions. They're there to be shot at, and it's new to them. And I guess they need my help, the staff's help, and it's all about sticking together. So first half, we were intense to a point, but I always want more.
I'm an emotional kind of guy, Damien. I have to say, Kerr McEnroy, I thought that was one of the best performances I've seen so far this season of any team.
Well, like I said in LOI, you need to be careful what you say about Kerr. But here I obviously know him from Celtic. The pleasure of working with him for 6 weeks until I got a surprise promotion to the first team. But I spotted him a mile off. Not even the quality bit, just a good guy. A sparkle in his eye every day. Trains and plays with an energy, and the lads just love him. Everyone loves him around the club. And sometimes, like I said, forget about the quality. You just attack every day with an energy, an honesty and a respect for all your peers and your staff. You know, balls drop to you on the edge of the box. So you earn your own luck. And he certainly does that because he's a very good player.
And just to finish, Bohemians next. Another Dublin derby, Damien. They're a team who, like yourselves tonight, famous for last minute goals. It's the kind of game that you're going to have to perform for a full 90 minutes, and maybe a performance tonight wouldn't be good enough.
Sometimes you can play well and win games. So is that us at our best tonight? No, but if you go over the last 5 games, I think we've dominated 4 of them, created chances galore, crosses, shots. So sometimes top teams can play not at their best and win games, and that's a sign of a top team. So of course we plan on going to Daly Mount next week and playing bloody well and winning the game, but we're more than capable of not playing well and winning the game.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Nobody wants to be flogging players anymore. Like we did back then. Like back then, you were back in August, September, October, 3 months of pre-season for 3 games, for 3 games before Christmas.
Available now in your OTB GAA feed. An hour in the company of Armagh's All-Ireland winning manager, Kieran McGeaney.
We live in a world of clickbait and things like, and so you're seen as this particular type of person.
His thoughts on football's new rules, his relationship with the media, and the best way to treat players. Don't miss out on this in-depth conversation with Armagh's All-Ireland winning manager, Kieran McGeaney, and so much more. Become a member now at offtheball.com/join.
The country's divided, and folks just don't agree on much these days. But one thing we can all agree on, teachers bring their all to their students. Every day, no matter what. They are the constant force in their classrooms, bringing compassion, joy, and hope to their students. Together with Donors Choose, let's give teachers a moment they'll never forget. Now is the time to show up for educators. Even a small gift can bring big joy to a teacher near you. Visit donorschoose.org/appreciation and make a donation today.